每一个人有一天都会死亡。
Everybody will die someday.
死亡让人家极其不安的一个重要原因。
Death causes us to lose peace. There's one reason for that.
是人没有办法控制它。
It's because we cannot control it.
圣经有一句话这么说。
There's a saying in the Bible.
打开传道书第八章第八节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
传道书第八章第八节
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8
无人有权力掌管生命将生命留住也无人有权力掌管死期这场征战无人能免邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。
No man has authority to restrain the wind with the wind, or authority over the day of death, and there is no discharge in the day of war, and evil will not deliver those who practice it.
当那天来的时候
When that day comes,
没有人能挡得住
Nobody can stop it.
也没有人有办法要求延期
And nobody can ask for a reprieve.
有时候我们生病
Sometimes we get sick.
有时候我们得了癌症
Or maybe we get a cancer.
医生用许多的药物医好了我们
The doctors will use many medicines to heal us.
我们很高兴
And we are very happy of that.
但是你知道吗那只是暂时的
But do you know what? That is only temporary.
我们还是会死
Because eventually we will die.
我们若没有病死的话因为会其他的事情让我们死亡
Even if we don't die from sickness, we will die from something else.
我们没有病死的话，只是因为死期还没有到。
Even if we don't die from sickness, it's because our time has not come yet.
有时候我们忘记了一件事情。
Sometimes we forget one thing.
我们在这个世界上活了几十年的时间。
That the number of years we live on earth.
这个时间跟死后那无限期的时间相比的话。
This number of years compared with the infinite amount of time after death
是非常短暂的
It's extremely short
只是在世的这几十年的时间
And that is just for those years on earth
人们平常拼命做一件事情
And we just try to do one thing
什么事情
What thing
拼命的收集东西
We strive to collect things
收集金钱
To collect money
收集拥有物
To collect possessions.
只是我们忘记了美国人讲的一句话。
And yet we forget an American saying.
美国人说，当你死的时候。
American said that when you die.
You can't take it with you. 你没有办法把这些东西带着走。
You can't take it with you.
你有没有注意到
？Have you noticed this?
如果你在街上看到有出殡的人呢
？That during a funeral procession.
前面一部灵车。
And there's the hearse in the front.
这个灵车啊，后面是没有另外拖着一部卡车的。
And this hearse is not pulling a U-Haul behind it.
后面装了很多他要的东西啊。
With all the possessions of the deceased.
或者你去参加追思礼拜。
Or if you go to memorial service.
你看到棺材里面躺着那个人。
You look at the person in the coffin.
如果他穿的是刚刚做好的寿衣啊。
If he's wearing a brand new suit,
a great clothes. 这个寿衣很少有很多口袋的。
The great clothes rarely has many pockets.
可以装满他要带去的东西啊。
To fill with all his possessions that he wants to carry with him.
圣经讲得很好。
So what the Bible says is true.
提摩太前书第六章第七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
提摩太前书第六章第七节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7
保罗写信给提摩太这么说
Paul wrote this letter to Timothy and he said
因为我们没有带什么到世上来也不能带什么去只要有衣有食就当知足
Verses 7 to 8
死亡不是一个终点
Death is not the end point.
死亡不是一个人梦想的终点。
It's not the end point that we've been dreaming about.
一位信主的人
For a Christian.
但有一天面对死亡的时候
When we face death one day.
他没有着急跟恐惧
He has no fear or worry.
因为他知道他要去哪里
Because he knows where he's going.
因为他有把握
Because he has confidence.
耶稣对问玛利亚说
So Jesus asked Mary.
在我们的十一章二十五节、二十六节。
In chapter 11, verses 25-26.
耶稣二十五、二十六，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。还活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
Jesus said to her, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies."And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣今天的一样的问你和我。
So Jesus is asking us today too.
你信这话吗？
Do you believe this?
你有把握吗？
Do you have this confidence?
我们今天从三方面来看这段经节。
Let's look at this passage from three aspects.
我们先看耶稣和马大。
Let's look at Jesus and Martha.
这是十七节到二十七节。
From verses 17 to 27.
十七节，耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
Verse 17 says, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
约翰特别特别提到四天。
John specially mentioned 4 days.
有他特别的意思。
There's a special reason for it.
当时犹太人的相信。
At that time for the Jewish belief.
是来自于他们拉比的教导。
It's from the rabbinical teaching.
这个拉比的教导是不符合圣经的。
But the teaching is not according to the Bible.
拉比的教导这么说。
The rabbis taught.
一个人死了以后。
That after a person died.
他的灵魂没有马上离开。
His soul will not leave right away.
灵魂在这个身体上徘徊了三天。
The soul will hover over the body for 3 days.
但是到了第四天
But after, when the fourth day comes,
他一旦看见身体开始分解腐烂了
And when the spirit sees the body starting to decompose,
灵魂便离开了
And the spirit will start to leave.
只有在那个时候
It's only at that time,
死亡才是真正的不可回转的
That death is irreversible.
既然拉撒路在坟墓里四天
Since Lazarus had been in a tomb for 4 days,
犹太人相信
So the Jews believed,
只有神的奇迹才能让这个人回转过来
That only a miracle from God can get him back.
十八节伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远约有六里路
Verse 18, now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off.
经文说差不多两英里路
It's about 2 miles.
走路的话差不多一个小时
Will take about an hour walk.
换句话说，伯大尼离耶路撒冷很近。
In other words, Bethany is very close to Jerusalem.
离近的话有两个意思。
And this nearby distance it means 2 things.
耶稣来到靠近首都这么近的地方。
Jesus is very close to the capital.
这是蛮大的危险。
And that's a great danger to him.
因为有些人要抓他。
Because some people are going to arrest him.
第二个意义。
The second meaning.
来安慰马大跟玛利亚的这些犹太人。
Those Jews who were comforting Mary and Martha.
大部分是从耶路撒冷来的。
Most of them came from Jerusalem.
他们听过也看过耶稣在耶路撒冷做了什么。
They've heard and also seen what Jesus did in Jerusalem.
从人的角度。
And therefore, from human's point of view,
这些人是要来安慰马大跟玛利亚。
These people came to console Martha and Mary.
从神的角度。
But from God's point of view,
他们却称为神荣耀的见证人。
They were really the witnesses of God's glory.
二十节。
Verse 20.
马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary still sat in the house.
所以圣经节让我们看到这两个姐妹的不同。
We see the difference between these two sisters.
马大很忙碌，很活跃。
Martha was very busy, very energetic.
玛利亚是安静的，思想的。
Mary was the quiet type and contemplative.
根据犹太人的习惯。
According to Jewish habits.
失去亲人的家里。
the family that just lost a loved one.
留在家里接受别人的慰问。
This is a family member should stay home and receive condolences from people.
但马大强烈的个性呢？
But Martha, because of her special character,
一听到耶稣要来，就离开家里去迎接耶稣。
Once when she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him.
21节。
Verse 21.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊。” 你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大看到耶稣。
Martha, when she saw Jesus,
那个在他脑子里面思想了好几天的话语。
The words that she's been meditating for a few days
就马上脱口而出啊。
Just came out of her mouth.
主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
这句话并不表示马大在责备耶稣或抱怨。
What she said doesn't mean that she was complaining or she was accusing Jesus.
她乃是在极度的忧伤之中。
She was in extreme grief.
她一种忧伤的表现。
And that is the manifestation of her grief.
她生气，如果耶稣当时在场的话。
And even if Jesus were present at the time,
一定可以医好拉萨路。
She believed that if Jesus were present, then he would be able to heal Lazarus.
然后马大又接着又说, 22节,
and then Martha continued in verse 22.
就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么, 神也必赐给你。 他对耶稣仍然有信心。
She continued to have faith in Jesus.
他知道耶稣跟天父之间有个特别的关系。
He knew there's a special relationship between Jesus and his heavenly father.
虽然这个时候他不认为耶稣有能力让拉撒路活过来。
Even at that time, she did not believe that Jesus had a special power to raise Lazarus from the dead.
但既然耶稣跟神有这么亲密的关系,
but since Jesus has this intimate relationship with God,
只要耶稣肯祷告,
if only Jesus was willing to pray,
总是会有一些好结果出来,
there will still be something good coming out of it.
23节,
Verse 23,
耶稣说你兄弟必然复活。
Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again.
耶稣是指你的兄弟马上要复活了。
Jesus meant that your brother will rise right away.
马大没有听懂这句话。
But Martha did not understand it.
她也觉得可能耶稣像其他来安慰她的人一样。
She thought that Jesus was just like those who were trying to comfort her.
来告诉她说,马大,你不用担心啊。Telling
her, don't worry, Martha.
拉撒路在末日要复活。
Lazarus will rise on the last day.
所以24节。
And so verse 24.
马大说,我知道在末日复活的时候,他必复活。
Martha said to him, I know that you will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
犹太人懂得这个道理。
Jews knew that.
他们知道人不是死了就一死了之啊。
They knew that death is not the end of everything.
有一天身体要复活。
One day the body will resurrect.
他们懂得这个复活的道理。
They knew this truth of resurrection.
因为旧约里面有教导。
Because of teaching from the Old Testament.
我们看一下诗篇16篇第10节。
Let's turn to Psalms 16 verse 10.
诗篇16篇第10节。
Psalm 16 verse 10.
这里说,因为你不将我的灵魂撇在阴间,也不叫你的圣者将见朽坏。
For thou wilt not abandon my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou allow thy holy one to undergo decay.
再看但以理书12章第2节。
And also Daniel chapter 12, verse 2.
但以理书12章第2节。
Daniel 12 verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. The Jews knew these teachings.
犹太人也知道这个时候耶稣对复活也有好几次的教导。
And also they knew, Jesus had a few teachings on resurrection.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
21节。
Verse 21.
约翰五章二十一节
John 5:21
父怎样叫死人起来使他们活着子也照样随自己的意志使人活着
For just as the father raises the dead and gives them life even so the son also gives life to whom he wishes
我再来念二十五到二十九节
And Pastor will read verses 25-29
我实实在在地告诉你们时候将到现在就是死人要听见神儿子的声音听见的人就有活了因为父怎样在自己有生命就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命并且因为他是人子就赐给他行审判的权柄你们必要把这事看作稀奇时候要到凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音救出来行善的复活得生作恶的复活定罪这里告诉我们不管你信不信耶稣都会复活
Here we are told that whether you believe in Jesus or not you will still rise
只是会有不同的结果
except to different destinations
马太说他相信是会复活
Matthew says that he believes in resurrection.
他不晓得说耶稣讲的是马上的复活。
But Martha did not realize that Jesus was talking about the resurrection right away.
所以二十五节。
So in verse 25.
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活还活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗
Verses 25-26.
耶稣在这边是第五次讲的我是。
This is the fifth time Jesus said I am.
因为这句话原来的意思是耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
The original meaning was what Jesus said is I am the resurrection, I am the life.
什么意思
？What did he mean?
耶稣说我有复活的能力。
Jesus saying that he has the power of resurrection.
我有给人生命的能力。
I have the power to give life.
然后他还讲说，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And then he continues to say, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
这是指信他的人身体有一天也要复活。
He's talking that those who believe in him, one day the body will resurrect.
但是二十六节说必永远不死。
But verse 26 says that he will never die.
这是什么意思
What does it mean?
怎么解释这个经文
How do we explain this verse?
两个可能性
Two possibilities.
一个可能性
The first possibility.
你不会有那个永远属灵的死亡
You will not have the eternal spiritual death.
第二可能性
The second possibility.
我觉得这个可能性比较正确
And I think this is more correct.
乃是指耶稣再来的时候
And it's talking about when Jesus comes back again.
那些还活着信耶稣人的情形。
And those who are still alive who believe in Jesus.
我们看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
帖前四章十三节论到睡了的人也就是死去的人、啊、
Those who are asleep means those who are dead
我们不愿意弟兄们不知道恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样但是请看十七节
And verse 17
以后我们这活着还存留的人就是耶稣来说还没有死的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇这样我们就和主永远同在 耶稣来的时候
when Jesus comes,
当耶稣来接他的儿女们回家的时候
when Jesus comes to receive his
children, 当时还活着的人
and those who are alive at that time,
不需要经过死亡这个步骤
do not have to go through the process of death,
他们身体会一个马上的改变
their bodies will have an immediate change,
是个极度的改变
this will be immediate change,
a radical change.
他们有一个复活的身体 and they will have this resurrection body. 他们要在空中与主相遇 and they will meet with the Lord in the heaven, in the sky.
我们看看 马大对耶稣的宣告怎么讲
Let's see、Martha's proclamation.
这二十七节
Verse 27 of John 11.
马大说主啊是的我信你是基督是神的儿子就是那要临到世界的
She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world.
这是个很伟大的宣言。
This is a great proclamation.
这个宣言像彼得的信仰的宣言一样的伟大。
It's just like Peter's proclamation of faith.
记得当耶稣问彼得说我是谁。
Remember when Jesus asked Peter, Who am I?
彼得回答说你是基督。
Jesus replied, Thou art the Christ.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
玛利亚在这边讲的同样的两个句子。
Here Martha said the same two things.
我信你是基督，是神的儿子。
I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God.
然后玛利亚又说，就是那要临到世界的。
And even he who comes into the world.
换句话说，你是神手差派来那个真光。
In other words, you are the true light sent by God.
约翰福音第一章第九节说。
John 1.Verse 9.
第一章第九节。
John 1, verse 9.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
There was a true light which coming into the world enlightened every man.
这个光是从神差来的。
This light is sent from God.
当耶稣问马大问题的时候。
So when Jesus asked Martha a question.
马大的回答是说我信。
Martha said, I believe.
这个信的这个希腊的动词是完成式。
This verb in Greek is a perfect tense.
表示这个信是坚定的。
Means this is a firm assurance.
是根深蒂固的。
It's rooted in truth.
马大是在说。
Martha is saying.
说主啊。
Lord.
我已经相信了。
I have already believed.
并且我要继续的相信。
And also I will continue to believe.
这个是现在式的意思。
And that's the meaning of perfect tense.
虽然马大不完全了解。
Even though Martha did not understand completely.
为什么在他身上有亲人会去世。
Why she experienced the death of a loved one.
为什么耶稣不早一点来。
Why didn't Jesus come earlier?
但他相信耶稣。
Yet she believed in Jesus.
他信得过耶稣。
She could believe in Jesus.
他相信耶稣是基督。
She believed that Jesus is the Christ.
是神的儿子。
The Son of God.
是神差派来的真光。
Sent, the true light sent from God.
马大他不只是很有经历。
Not only was Martha, experiencing this.
他好像很忙碌。
Even though Martha was very energetic and she's very busy all the time.
她也是一个不平凡信心的人。
She's a woman with remarkable faith.
她是耶稣最喜爱的人当中的一位。
She was one of Jesus' favorites.
我们可以从这位姐妹上学习到一个宝贝的功课。
And we can learn a precious lesson from this beloved sister.
当我们受苦的时候。
When we suffer.
当耶稣迟迟不来的时候
When Jesus delays in coming back,
当耶稣很慢地回答我们祷告的时候
When Jesus takes his time in answering our prayers,
我们是可以继续向耶稣问问题
We can continue to ask Jesus questions,
借着祷告说出我们心中的悲伤
Through prayers, let him know our sorrows,
但我们可以坚信
But we can firmly believe,
我们可以继续地相信
We can continue to believe,
耶稣知道我们的情况
That Jesus knows our situation,
他会照他的方法跟时间来处理我们的困难。
That he can handle our problems in his time and his way.
因为他是基督。
Because he is the Christ.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
因为他是神所差派来的那位真光。
Because he is the true light sent by God.
我们看完耶稣跟马大，我们现在看耶稣和玛利亚。
We've just looked at Jesus and Martha. Now we'll look at Jesus and Mary.
这是二十八节到三十五节。
From verses 28 to 35.
我们要记住，这时候玛利亚仍然在家里。
Remember, Mary was still in the house.
马大冲出去，在伯大尼外郊去迎接耶稣。
And Martha rushed out to welcome Jesus out in the outskirts of Bethany.
所以她回到家里。
And so when she reached home,
暗暗地叫妹子玛利亚来说，夫子来了叫你。
She went to Mary and secretly said to her, the teacher is here and is calling for you.
为什么要暗暗地做？
Why does she have to do it secretly?
可能两个原因。
Two possible reasons.
马大希望耶稣在跟这些哭丧者见面之前，有机会跟玛利亚一个单独的时间。
Maybe Martha was hoping that before the mourners see Jesus, that Mary will have a private time with Jesus.
另外一个原因。
Another possible reason.
马大这时候还不晓得耶稣是要去把拉撒路救活的。
Martha did not know that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead.
既然犹太人当中很多对耶稣是敌视。
Since many Jews were hostile to Jesus,
耶稣能够躲避他们总是好的。
According to her, it's best for Jesus to avoid these people.
二十九节说，玛利亚听见就急忙起来。
Verse 29 says, when she Mary heard that, she arose quickly.
起来的话就表示说，她本来是可能是坐着的意思。
Arose means that formerly she was sitting.
为什么呢？
Why?
根据当时犹太人送膳的习惯
，According to Jewish the funeral tradition，
这些来哭丧的人
，the mourner，
来到这个膳者的家里
，when they reach the house，
他们便坐在地上
，they sit on the floor，
或坐在自己带的小板凳上面
，or sit on the stool they brought with themselves，
因为膳者之家这个时候已经把家里的家具都搬到别的地方
，because the house of the deceased would have removed all furniture。
他们在哭丧的那几天
and so during the grieving time,
也不会有任何的洗刷
there will not be any kind of joyful washing
也不穿他们的那个拖鞋 sandals
and they will not wear their sandals
平常到了第四天的时候
so when fourth day comes
他们的悲哀哭丧是到了极点呢
their grief and sorrow will reach a climax
因为那天是尸体开始要分解腐烂
Because on that day, the body would start to decompose.
相信这时候玛利亚跟她姐姐一样。
So it's similarly for Martha and Mary.
他们好几天没有吃东西了。
They did not eat for a few days.
睡不好。
Did not get much rest.
头发衣服都很蓬乱。
They looked very disheveled.
根本不要说还什么化妆。
Not to mention anything about makeup.
但她听到耶稣叫她。
And so when she heard that Jesus was calling her,
她便急忙起来。
So she quickly arose.
要去伯大尼的外郊去见耶稣。
They're wanting to go to outskirts of Bethany to meet Jesus.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
那些从玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人，见他急忙出去，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。玛利亚匆忙离开，引起这些人的注意。
Mary left abruptly, and that drew the Jews' attention.
他们没有听到马大告诉玛利亚的话。
They did not hear what Martha said to Mary.
他们可能以为玛利亚又要再去坟墓那边去哭痛。
They just assumed that Mary was going to a tomb to weep again.
然后他说我这是我们的安慰者的责任，我们要跟他一起去。
And so they considered their duty to further comfort Mary, so they followed her.
弟兄姐妹，你们看到这件小事情上，我们能看到神的主权。
Brothers and sisters, do you see God's sovereignty even in this little thing?
他安排环境。
He planned the circumstances
来完全配合他的计划
to completely fit into his plan.
所以他以后的荣耀
therefore, when his glory comes,
借着耶稣的所行的神迹
through the miracle performed by Jesus,
不只是马大玛利亚看到
and not only Martha and Mary,
这一群哭丧的人都看到
all the mourners will see it too.
三十二节
Verse 32,
玛利亚到了耶稣那里看见他就俯伏在他脚前说主啊你若早在这里我兄弟必不死
And so Mary came where Jesus was. She saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You can see that Mary was more emotional than Martha.
她讲的话跟她姐姐讲的一模一样。
The words she said were the same as her sister.
相信过去这几天, 这是她们两个姐妹见面时候常常问的一句问题。
I believe those are the words that they exchanged between themselves in the past few days.
玛利亚也不是说要责备耶稣。
Mary did not mean to accuse Jesus.
而是心中一种悲伤的流露。
But it's just the outpouring of sorrow from her heart.
33节,
Verse 33.
耶稣看见他哭, 并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭, 就心里悲叹, 又甚忧愁。
When Jesus ever saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled.
犹太人, 殡葬的规矩,
according to the Jewish traditional funeral habit.
在他们的律法书上还特别写下来,
and also written in their books of law.
就是一个很贫穷的家庭,
even for a very poor family.
也需要雇佣两个吹笛的人,
they still had to employ, hire two flute players.
跟一个职业性的哭丧的女人,
and one professional wailer.
那么这个家庭是蛮富裕的。
And this family is quite rich.
如果你要看到12章以后, 他们在家里很大的宴席, 说这是个有钱的人家。
You can find that out in chapter 12 when they had a big feast. So this is a well-to-do family.
他请的哭丧的女人不止一个。
So they must have more than one wailer.
想象那一天的情形。
Imagine the situation on that day.
玛利亚在哭。
Mary was weeping.
跟她同来的人在哭。
And those who went with her were weeping too.
有些是职业性的妇女在哭。
Some were professional wailers.
可能哭的死去活来。
They were just close to death from the wailing.
有些她真正的朋友在哭。
And others were her friends.
这里用着哭这个字。
The word used here, weeping.
是哭号或大声的哭叫。
The wailing. Just loudly.
所以耶稣看见以后,
and so when Jesus saw that,
说心里悲叹, 又甚忧愁,
he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled.
这个字直接的翻译,
the direct translation,
说耶稣在灵里愤慨, 并且忧愁.
So direct translation means that Jesus was groaning in spirit and was troubled.
这个愤慨这个希腊字,
this groan, this word groan in Greek,
它是指说马匹的, 发恨声,
meant the snorting of horses.
如果你有我们家后面有, 那个农夫养了几只马,
we have a farmer living behind us and he has two horses.
夏天的时候,
during the summer,
我在外面剪草的时候,
when I was mowing,
偶尔会听到马匹的发恨声,
sometimes I'll hear the horses snorting.
什么声音?
What's that kind of sound? Like that.
你有没有听到? 那个叫就是说, 一种从心里面发出来的声音,
it's a sound that comes from deep within.
如果你站在那只马的旁边, 它那个水汽还吹到你的身上,
if you're beside, standing beside a horse, you'll even see some vapor coming out from that.
这是这个愤慨原来的意思,
that's the original meaning of the move of groaning.
但是这个字用在人的身上的时候,
but when it's used in humans,
总是表示一个人生气,
it means that a person was angry,
愤怒,
indignant,
outrage,
或情绪上的一种愤慨, or the very emotionally moved.
耶稣为什么这时候会有愤慨?
Why was Jesus behaving like that?
说在灵里愤慨就是在他自己内心愤慨.
He was groaning within himself.
两个可能性.
The two possible reasons.
他为了世界上这些罪恶、疾病、死亡 所带给人家的痛苦,
for the reason that death and sickness and death brings suffering to people.
拉撒路就是一个例子,
and Lazarus being a very good example.
带给玛利亚痛苦,
brought suffering,
带给马大痛苦,
to Martha,
带给这些来哭丧的人,
to all the mourners.
第二个可能性。
The second possible reason.
他看这些人哭的苦去活，苦去死，死去活来。
When he saw those people weeping, to
好像一点希望都没有。
And without hope.
表示他们根本不相信旧约里面的教导。
And it showed that they did not believe in Old Testament.
人有天还要复活过来。
Everybody will rise from the dead at the end.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹们？
Do you know what, brothers and sisters?
我们可以为丧亲之痛而难过。
We can be sorrowful for our loved ones.
这是我们人的本性。
That is our nature.
我们可以了解。
We can understand that.
但如果一个人忧伤到绝望。
But if a person is hopeless in the sorrow,
或让他的忧伤就继续的不停的，
and then let the sorrow go on and on,
那他是表现他不相信神的话。
It shows that he does not believe in the word of God.
耶稣在这边灵里有愤慨。
So Jesus was groaning in his spirit,
并且又忧愁。
And was troubled.
34节。
Verse 34.
便说你们把他安放在哪里？
And said, where have you laid him?
不太晓得耶稣这个你们是指谁。
I don't know who the you Jesus meant.
很可能是群众当中的一些人。
It's possible some people within the crowd.
显然这些人对耶稣还蛮有好感的。
Apparently, these people had good feelings for Jesus.
因为三四节说，他们回答说，请主来看，他们对耶稣蛮客气，蛮尊敬的。
Because the second part of verse 34, they said to him, Lord,Come and see, showing their respect for him.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
这是圣经中最短的一个圣经节。
This is the shortest verse in the Bible.
这也是圣经中最有很深意义的一个圣经节。
And it has profound meaning.
这里这个哭跟33节的哭是两个不同的字。
This weeping and also the word weeping in verse 33 are different.
33节的哭是大声的哭。
The weeping in verse 33 were the wailing.
35节，耶稣哭了的哭是一种静静的流出眼泪。
And Jesus' weeping was the silent shedding of tears.
耶稣掉眼泪。
Jesus had tears coming out of his eyes.
为什么耶稣掉眼泪？
Why did Jesus weep?
一方面他爱拉撒路。
On the one hand, because out of love for
Lazarus. 一方面他继续的忧伤。
And also he continued to be troubled.
看到罪在这个堕落世界继续的不停的造成了伤害。
Seeing the endless work of destruction of death in this world, a fallen world.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣掉眼泪。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus wept.
让我们很清楚地看到他的人性。
We can see his human side.
他不只是神。
Not only is he God.
他同时是人。
He is man at the same time.
他进入我们的经验当中。
He enters into our experience.
知道我们的感受如何。
And he knows how we feel.
并且因为他是个完全的人。
And also because he's a perfect man.
他的感受又比世界上任何人还来得深。
He will have a much deeper feeling than anybody on earth.
耶稣掉眼泪。
And Jesus wept.
他是向我们保证。
He assures us.
他了解我们的情况。
That he understands our situation.
他同情我们的遭遇。
And he sympathizes with us.
他比任何一个人更了解。
And he can understand much better than anybody else.
他的确像以赛亚书里面所讲的。
Indeed, he is just as described in Isaiah.
他是为多受痛苦残经忧患的人。
He was
man of sorrow.
A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
今天他是位忠心的大祭司。
Today he's a faithful high priest.
当我们遇见痛苦困难。
But we encounter difficulty and suffering.
我们可以来到他施恩的宝座前面。
We can come before his throne of grace.
得到他的恩典跟怜悯。
To receive grace and also mercy.
他如果有任何的延迟，
if he delays for some reason,
是为了我们最终的发展，
it's really for our ultimate development.
我能不能问你一个问题？
Can I ask you a question?
你认得这位大祭司吗？
Do you know this high priest?
你认得这位同情你，为你祷告的大祭司吗？
Do you know this high priest who sympathizes with you and prays for you?
也许更要紧的。
And more importantly,
他认得你吗?
Does he know you?
你是他的羊吗?
Are you his sheep?
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at the third point.
耶稣和犹太人,
Jesus and the Jews.
这是36节到44节。
From verses 36 to 44.
我们先看36、37节。
Let's first look at verses 36 to 37.
犹太人就说：“你看他爱这人是何等恳切。” 其中有人说：“他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？” 但耶稣流露出他的感情。
And when Jesus showed his emotion.
但耶稣掉了眼泪。
And when Jesus wept.
这一群人当中有两种反应。
There are two reactions from the crowd.
一些人认为耶稣在父母前的痛哭啊，掉眼泪，证明他的确爱拉撒路。
Some felt that Jesus' tears were shed because he loved Lazarus.
另外一些人,
Other people.
他们想起了耶稣在约翰第九章当中,
Remember that Jesus in chapter 9.
在耶路撒冷城医好那个生来是瞎眼的人,
healed a man who was born blind in Jerusalem.
心中有些奇怪,
and so they were wondering.
一位有这么大能力的人,
one who has such power.
能医好世界上没有一个人可以医好的眼病,
and can heal somebody no doctors can heal.
为什么不能阻止他所爱的人免去死亡呢?
Why can't he prevent his beloved person from dying?
他们感到困惑，苦思不解。
They were puzzled and they could not understand.
38节,
Verse 38.
耶稣一心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓四个洞，有一块石头挡着。
Jesus therefore again being deeply moved within came to the tomb. Now it was a cave and a stone was lying against it.
但是犹太人埋葬的习惯跟我们今天很不一样。
The burial habits of the Jews were quite different from ours.
他们是把死人埋在一个墓穴当中。
The dead person was buried in a cave.
不是土葬。
Not under the ground.
没有把人葬在土里面。
They did not bury the person under the ground.
这些墓穴可以是天然的。
This cave can be a natural cave.
也可以从一块大磐石中把它挖出来的。
It can be a whole hewn out of a rock.
而当时一个典型的墓穴。
And for a classic cave.
可以摆8个尸体。
They could put in 8 bodies.
你进了门以后。
And when you enter the tomb.
左边有3个。
There are 3 bodies on the
right. 右边有3个。
And 3 on the right.
然后在底边有2个。
And 2 at the back.
然后他们在这个墓穴的门口,
and then at the entrance of the tomb,
平常摆一块大的石头,
they usually will lay a big rock.
一方面不让野兽随便进去,
first to prevent animals from entering,
一方面不让闲人进去,
and also for just the strangers from entering.
39节,
Verse 39,
耶稣说你们把石头挪开,那死人的姐姐马大对他说,主啊,他现在必是臭了。
Jesus said, remove the stone. Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
耶稣的命令让马大恐慌起来。
Jesus' command really appalled Martha.
耶稣不了解，马大不了解耶稣是要去救拉撒路。
Martha did not know that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead.
她可能以为耶稣是要像我们今天的话，瞻仰仪容。
She was thinking maybe Jesus just want to pay his last respect to Lazarus.
看看拉撒路的尸体啊。
Just to look at Lazarus again.
马大很担心这个尸体的臭味啊。
She was worried about stench.
犹太人不像埃及人一样。
Jews were different from the Egyptians.
他们死人的尸体，他们没有去做防腐的处理。
They did not embalm the dead body.
他们会在尸体上涂一些香料。
They just put some the fragrant spices on the body.
暂时遮住这个死人的身体的味道。
To cover the stench temporarily.
但第4天以后。
But after 4 days.
腐烂身体发出那个臭味啊。
The stench from decay.
是没有任何香料可以挡得住的。Cannot
be covered by any dead ointment.
我不晓得那天发生的是哪一月。I
don't know when did Lazarus die, which month.
马大可能也担心了。
Martha was worried.
石头一打开啊。That
when the rock was removed.
臭气就对面迎面而来。The
stench will rush out.
马大的恐慌绝望。
So Martha's shock and also the
带来耶稣的回应。
Brought Jesus' answer.
四十节。
Verse 40.
耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God?"
耶稣一方面是责备他。
On the one hand, Jesus was rebuking her.
一方面又带给她希望。
But on the other hand, brought her hope.
耶稣要马大说：“你停止担心你弟弟的身体。”
Jesus is saying, "Stop worrying about your brother's body."
你开始将你的注意力集中在我的身上。
Turn your attention to me.
耶稣答应马大说。
And Jesus promised Martha.
你如果相信。
If you believe,
你一定可以看见神的荣耀。
You will see the glory of God.
你知道吗？那一天很多人在那里。
Do you know on that day there were many people there?
他们看见拉撒路复活的事实。
They saw the fact that Lazarus rose from the dead.
许多人亲眼看见。
They saw with their own eyes.
但只有相信神的人。
But only those who believe in God.
能够看出这件事情的真正意义。
Could see the true meaning, perceive the true meaning of what's happening.
乃是神的荣耀。
And that is the glory of God.
你能看见神的作为。
You can perceive the work of God. You can see the work of God.
但你不一定能看出神的意义。
But you may not perceive the meaning behind it.
两者之间的差别就是你有没有相信。
The difference is whether you believe or not.
马大显然是同意了。
Apparently, Martha agreed.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开。
And so they removed the stone.
耶稣在那里要这些看热闹的人、旁观者参与这件事。
And Jesus wants those standby, the bystanders to be involved in this process.
然后耶稣开始祷告。
And Jesus started to pray.
耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
Verses 41 to 42.
大家没注意到耶稣祷告里面有好几件事情。
Have you noticed a few things Jesus had in her?
他直接称神是天父。
He directly addressed God as his father.
这跟所有的拉比的教导不一样。
This is different from all rabbinical teachings.
第二个。
Secondly,
他没有要天父为他做什么。
He did not ask his heavenly father to do anything for him.
他没有天父，你要让拉撒路起来。
He did not ask his heavenly father to raise Lazarus from the dead.
他反而在这边感谢天父。
Rather, he thanked his heavenly father.
因为他认为天父已经听了他的祷告。
Because he knew that his heavenly father had already heard his prayer.
就像天父总是听他祷告一样。
Like his heavenly father always heard his prayer.
我们这个常哈。常字是和合本的翻译。
The word always is in Chinese translation.
Okay, 原来的意思，底本英文本的翻译就是总是，你总是听我的祷告。
English is always.
所以耶稣这个时候是感谢，祷告里面是感谢。
So here Jesus' prayer started with thanksgiving.
第三个特别的地方。
The third special point about.
这是个公开的祷告。
This is an open prayer.
但不是为了耶稣的好处。
But it's not for Jesus' sake.
乃是为了四周围人的好处。
But for those standing by him.
耶稣希望的一个。
Jesus hoping.
有些听见耶稣祷告的人。
Those who heard his prayer.
其中有人会相信他。
Among them, some would believe in him.
四十三节。
Verse 33.
耶稣祷告完以后，说的这话就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路出来！”
When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!"
耶稣是不需要大声叫的。
Jesus did not have to cry out with a loud voice.
他就是小声叫的话，拉撒路也听得见。
Even if he said very quietly, Lazarus could still hear him.
但耶稣希望四周人都能够同时看到这个情景。
But Jesus wanted everybody in the crowd to hear him.
有人在这里指出一件很要紧的事。
Somebody pointed out a very important point here.
说耶稣的权柄是这么样的巨大。
The power of Jesus is so overwhelming.
如果他没有指明是拉撒路。
That it did not specifically mention Lazarus.
那么全世界几千年来。
Then the few thousand years in the world.
所有坟墓里面人全部出来了。
All the dead people in the tombs will come out.
也可能巴布拉跟拉萨有同一个墓穴里面的人,
including those sharing Lazarus tomb.
都要复活过来。
They will all rise up from the dead.
哇,想想看, 如果是这样, 是什么样的光景?
Can you imagine what that situation will be like?
但是你知道吗?
But do you know what?
将来有一天就要这样发生。
One day, that's exactly what's going to happen.
我们看一个圣经节。
Let's look at a Bible verse.
我们再回到约翰第五章。
Let's go back to John chapter 5.
28-29节。
Verses 28 to 29.
28-29节。 你们不要把这事看作稀奇, 时候要到, 凡在坟墓里的, 都要听见他的声音救出来, 行善的复活得生, 作恶的复活定罪。 耶稣让拉萨路复活,
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
是个预言,
and that is a prophecy.
No, 一个 preview.
A preview.
就好像你去看电影的时候看那个预言,
it's just like when you are at the movies, you see a preview.
告诉你下一节演什么,
to show you what's coming up next.
拉萨路的复活,
Lazarus resurrection.
就是让我们看到末日要发生的情形,
allows us to see what's going to happen in the last day.
所有的人都要复活,
everybody will rise.
行善的复活得生,
those who do good will rise to eternal life.
没有信耶稣的复活得审判,
those who do not believe in Jesus will rise to condemnation.
44节,
verse 44,
那死人就出来手脚握着布, 脸上包着毛巾。 我可以想象这时候这些观众可能很多人已经吃不消了。
Lazarus, his hand and foot were wrapped and face was wrapped too. I think the people in the crowd, they could not take much more of that.
想想看一个木乃伊啊,
imagine a mummy.
这个逆着而行慢慢地走过来,
shuffling out of the tomb.
慢慢走到墓穴的门口,
and just getting to the entrance of a tomb.
可能一些人都拔足而逃,
somebody just turned around and ran.
耶稣马上给这些剩下的人一个命令,
and so Jesus gave a command to those who remained.
很实际的命令,
a very practical command.
解开叫他走,
unbind him and let him go.
耶稣在行这个神迹的时候,
when Jesus was performing the miracle,
他让旁观者有两次的参与,
he led the crowd to the bystanders to have two opportunities to participate.
因为他们的参与,
because of their participation,
他们是这神迹里面的一部分,
they became a part of the miracle,
并且成为耶稣能力一个最好的见证人,
and also became the best witnesses for Jesus' power.
今天我们看到拉萨路的复活,
today we looked at the resurrection of Lazarus.
这是奇迹中的奇迹,
this is a miracle of miracles.
这是一个事实,
but this is a fact.
耶稣的确要拉萨路出来,
Jesus did indeed command Lazarus to come out.
这个事实今天对你和我两个意义,
this fact has two meanings to us.
第一个意义,
the first meaning,
根据圣经,
according to the Bible,
没有基督的人,
those without Christ,
都是灵里的死人,
are dead spiritually.
他们死在罪患, 罪恶和, 过患之中,
they are dead in sins and trespasses.
既然他是死人,
and since they are dead,
他无能为力,
they are helpless.
他没有办法改变自己的情况,
they cannot correct their situation.
但耶稣来,
but Jesus came.
耶稣呼叫,
Jesus called.
他叫死人的名字,
he called the dead person by name.
而听到名字的人,
and those who heard his voice,
会有反应,
will have reaction,
会从坟墓出来,
will come out from the tomb,
会来见耶稣,
to meet Jesus.
也许今天耶稣在呼叫你的名字,
maybe today Jesus is calling your name.
你听见了吗?
Have you heard?
你愿意出来吗?
Are you willing to come out?
你愿意来见耶稣吗?
Are you willing to meet Jesus?
第二个意义,
the second meaning,
这个事实也对基督徒讲话,
this fact is also speaking to the Christian.
你愿意不愿意在神的工作上演出你的角色?
Are you willing to play a role in God's work?
哦, 你可能会说牧师啊,
maybe you say pastor,
你是要讲什么?
Do you know what you're saying?
你不是一直在说救恩是神的工作？
Haven't you always told us that salvation is God's work only?
只有神自己能够做。
Only God can do it.
除了耶稣以外, 没有人能够救活一个死人。
Other than Jesus, nobody can raise anybody from the dead.
你这个问题问得很好。
Your question is very good.
但你有没有注意到?
But have you noticed?
虽然是耶稣他自己救活一个死人,
even though Jesus raised the dead,
他却喜欢旁观者能够参与。
He still likes to have the bystanders to participate.
首先耶稣要他们保石头挪开。
First of all, Jesus told them to remove the rock.
然后耶稣要他们将拉萨路的这个寿衣这个毛解开。
And Jesus told them to remove the grave clothes from Lazarus.
我们是不能救活一个人。
We cannot save anybody.
但我们可以将神的话语告诉人。
But we can tell God's words to them.
我们可以做事前的工作。
We can do the preparation work.
我们可以做事后的工作。
And we can do the work afterwards.
我们可以帮助将石头挪开。
We can remove the rock.
挪开那块无知的石头。
Remove the rock of ignorance.
挪开那个错误观念的石头。
The rock of misconception.
那块偏见的石头。
The rock of prejudice.
以及那块绝望的石头。
And the rock of hopelessness.
我们也可以在一个人得救以后。
And then after a person is saved, we can
帮助这位新的基督徒,
also help this new Christian
解开他身上的寿衣,
to remove his grave clothes.
那件有怀疑的寿衣,
the clothes of doubt.
那件惧怕的寿衣,
the clothes of fear.
那件沮丧的寿衣,
the clothes of despair.
那件在试探中失败的寿衣,
the clothes of failure in temptation.
神迹是耶稣的。
Miracle belongs to Jesus.
但如果我们愿意,
but if we are willing,
我们可以做, 我们可以做的工作,
we can do that what we can do.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父,我们再次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
你写下这本圣经就是为了我们的好处。
It's written the Bible for our good.
要让我们看见你的确是神。
And that we can learn that you are indeed God.
加添我们的信心,
increase our faith.
也教导我们在救恩上我们可以能演什么角色,
and teach us what we can do in the salvation.
赐给我们一个愿意的心,
give us a willing heart.
我们一方面挪开石头,
on the one hand we'll remove the rock,
一方面解开寿衣,
and on the other hand remove the grave clothes.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
I pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.